Mesechet Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Smichas Kenim Ba'arifat Egla Bishloshim. Smichas Kenim is referring to when the Sanhedrin betos makes a psak that something which is actually an Isser Karis is mutter, and Rove of Klai Yisrael goes ahead and does this Isser Api the Horaz Besed, and then the Sanhedrin realizes that they made a toz. A korban must be brought, a par. This is called a par helam dover shel tzibor, and the Mishnah is telling us that this par would require three zakenim, three members of the Sanhedrin, to do smicha on the par, to be somech yadav on the par before it is brought as a korban. And the Mishnah also tells us that arifas egla, which is when a murdered victim is found and we don't know who murdered him, bezim would come out and they would measure to the towns nearby. They would measure to see which town is closest to the murder victim, and the Mishnah tells us that three members of the Sanhedrin would be required to do the measurement, divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Amar b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says that smichas kenim and arifas egla requires five members of the Sanhedrin. Hachalitza v'hameonin bishlosh. Chalitza is when somebody dies without leaving children. His brother would have to do yibum or chalitza to his wife, and if he chooses to do chalitza, it would be required to be done in front of three members of the bezdin. And meonin is referring to a girl that is a ketana and does not have a father. Bezdin allows the mother and the brothers to marry her off. This would be a marriage midrabbanan, as min haTorah, only the father can marry off his daughter that's a ketana. And the Rabbanan allow her to back out of the marriage through Mion, which is that she would state in front of three members of the Bezdin that she no longer wishes to live with her husband, and the Mishnah tells us that the Mion is done in front of three Dayanim. Nesa Ravai Umaiser Sheni She'en Damav Yiduin Bishlosha. Nesa Ravai is referring to fruit that is planted, and the first 3 years the fruit is considered Orla Aser Bana. And the fourth year is considered neta ravai. The fruit could be eaten, but only in Yerushalayim. So too, Maaser Sheni also could be eaten only in Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah tells us that if you want to be podeh the Maaser Sheni, you don't want to take the actual fruit to Yerushalayim. Instead, you want to be podeh onto money and take the money to Yerushalayim instead. And if the neta ravai and Maaser Sheni, the value of it is not known, then you would have to bring three members of the Beis Din that would decide how much it is worth, so therefore you would know how much money to be poted onto. Ha-hegdeshois bishloshim. Somebody who wants to be poted hegdesh, which is that somebody was magdesh something for the Bedek HaBayis to be used for the needs of the Beis HaMikdash. And if the gizbor of the hegdesh does not want to keep it, he wants to sell it, so somebody could be poted and give the money to hegdesh instead. And it would take three members of the Bezdin to decide exactly how much it is worth and how much the person would have to give Hegdish for the pigeon. Ha'erechin ha'mitaltolin bishlosha. Somebody who says, Erech ploni alai. He wants to donate to Hegdish, the Erech of a person. Now the Torah tells us that depending on the age of the person, that's how much money you have to give to Hegdish. Now if the person who said, Erech ploni alai, he does not have money, instead he wants to give mitaltolin assets to Hegdish, then it would take three members of the Bezdin to decide how much the assets are worth in order to see how much he has to give Hegdish. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Echad Mehen Koin. Rabbi Yehuda says, one of the members of the Bezdin who decides how much the metaltum is worth must be a Koin. Va'akarkos Tisha the Kohen, Va'adam Kayutaban. Somebody who wants to be put a Hegdish, he wants to be put a Karkos, somebody with Magdish Karkos for the Bedek HaBayis, and somebody wants to be put a the Karkos. Then it would require nine members of the Bezdin plus a Kohen, 10 people altogether, to decide how much the Karkos is worth, to see how much the person must give Hegdish. And the Mishnah also tells us, Adam Kayotibam, which is referring to somebody who says, Dmei Ploni Alai. He's going to give Hegdish the value of a person. Now, this is different than Erech Ploni Alai. As Erech Ploni, it does not depend on how much the person is worth to be sold as an Eved. The Torah tells us exactly how much to give, depending on his age. Now, Dmei Ploni Alai, this means that he is giving the value of the person, how much he is worth to be sold as an Eved. The Mishnah tells us, then Adam would also require nine people plus a Kohen to decide how much a person is worth to be sold as an eved, and that's how much the person who said to make Plony a lie would give to Hekesh. Mesechet Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Dinei Nefashos, Be'esrim Ushlosha. Somebody who does an avera in which there is a chiyav misa, the din is that it would require 23 dayanim to judge the person to see if he is chayav misa. Haroveya Bahanirva, Be'esrim Ushlosha. A behema which is mizana with a person. A roveya is referring to a behema that is roveya and isha, and a nirva is referring to a behema that was nirva to an ish. The behema is also chayav misa, and it would require 23 dayanim to judge the behema also. Shenema v'harakta esa isha v'esa behema. The pasuk says that you should kill the woman and the behema, and since the pasuk is comparing the isha to the behema, just like it would require 23 dayanim to judge the isha, so too it would require 23 dayanim to judge the behema. V'oimer v'esa behema tarogo. And the pasuk also says the behema should be killed. This is referring to a behema that was nirva to an ish. And the pasuk here also compares the chiyav misa of the behema to the chiyav misa of the ish. Shor haniskal be'esrim u'shlosha. A shor that is to be stoned to death, as the shor killed a person, it would require 23 dayanim to judge the shor to see if it's chayav misa. Shenemar hashor yisakol v'gambalav yumas. The pasuk says that a shor that kills a person should be stoned to death, and the owner of the shor also should be put to death. Now the owner is not really chayav misa, the person is not chayav misa because the shor killed a person. So why does the Torah say balav yumas? It's coming to tell us kamisas habalim kach misas hashor. The pasuk is coming to tell you that just like if the balim would be chayav misa, it would require 23 dayanim to judge him. So too the misas hashor would require 23 dayanim to judge the shor. Hazev bahari hado bahanomer bahabardalas bahanachash misasan beetzrim ushlosha. If one of these wild animals killed a person, a wolf, lion, bear, tiger, leopard, or snake that killed somebody, it would require 23 dayanim to judge the animal to see if it really killed somebody, and then the animal would be put to death. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Koa Koidem Lohor Gam Zacha. Rabbi Eliezer says we don't wait to bring the animal to din. Instead, whoever kills it first is Zocha and did the proper thing in order to stop the animal from killing or harming anybody else. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Misasan Be'esrim Ushlosha. Rabbi Akiva said that we do have to bring the animal to din, and it would require 23 dayanim to be mechayev the animal. Now, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama also said, Misasan Be'esrim Ushlosha, is Rabbi Akiva argues by a nachash. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that a nachash should be killed immediately. Whoever had a chance should kill it in order to stop the nachash from killing anybody else.